Lenitz, comment allez-vous?
Très bien.
Europe-tian.
Le batteur.
Europe.
L'Europe. Not Europe. Europe.
Bah, l'Europe, c'est vachement à la mode en ce moment.
Oui, c'est, mais aussi moi.
Ça, c'est vrai. Et vous?
Robert-Jan. Robert et Jan.
Robert et Jan. Robert et Jan. Vous êtes sur les claviers.
Oui.
Et vous?
Et moi, Hank. Simple. Et je joue guitare et je chante.
Let's go!
Other voices, other rooms. Collaborators, musicians, friends. Voices from France.
Bonsoir Studio 105!
Dial Nits, a podcast about the Dutch band Nits. A celebration of five decades of sophisticated music from the Netherlands. Your host, Eric Facon.
Passé des heures et des heures dans ce train, et j'ai traversé Bruxelles en chemin, bientôt Paris, où je reviens.
Kent, singer, guitarist, songwriter, founding member of the seminal French rock group Starshooter in the late 70s. He is also the author of novels and graphic novels. We met him in his garden in a town on the outskirts of Paris. Kent first encountered the Nits as a member of the audience at a concert.
Je suis allé au concert de Gamine. Et je connaissais pas les Nits. Et je pensais que les Nits passaient avant Gamine. Donc je suis arrivé en
retard. I went to see the French band Gamine, who were on the same bill as the Nits, whom I did not know. I got to the venue and Gamine played one more song and said good night. I was disappointed and was ready to leave. When a friend of mine said, you should stay, this could interest you. I did, and I was immediately charmed.
Et je suis tombé complètement sous le charme.
What was it that struck him with his band that he didn't know before that evening?
C'était direct, c'était les mélodies, les arrangements, la façon d'être sur scène.
The arrangements, the melodies, their way of being on stage, all of this was very seductive. I was so taken by them that I went to see them in concert in other cities whenever I could, for example in Belgium. I liked everything about them, and I still do.
Tout me plaisait, tout continue à me plaire aujourd'hui.
So, love at first sight. And then Kent and the Nits started a musical relationship.
J'ai fait leur connaissance parce que très peu de temps plus tard, il y a eu un festival.
We got to know each other personally a short time later. The guy who at that time was my booker put together a concert for Europe, and so I found myself on the same bill with the Nits. I remember ending the evening on stage together singing All You Need Is Love.
En chantant All You Need Is Love ensemble.
The Beatles' message for all times, all you need is love. Since that time, Kent has played live with the Nits, and he's recorded some of their songs. And here's how that came to be. Kent had written a song that he considered ideal for musical collaboration with the Nits, Ni Plus Ni Moins. But the Dutch band were busy with a symphonic work, so he sang the song with Enzo Enzo. But the collaboration came to happen a bit later.
Le temps a passé, je sais pas, 3, 4 ans, 5 ans.
A couple of years later, the Nits were preparing their best-of album Nest and invited me to contribute French vocals to an unpublished song called Broken Wing in French. So I went to their studio in Amsterdam for recording. Henk asked me to do some more, so I recorded Adieu Sweet Bahnhof and Fausse Route in the original Road Not Taken.
Je suis allé dans la montagne, si haut, elle ne me voyait plus. Dans l'intimité d'un nuage, 17 ans, tu te berces d'illusions. Et moi je pleure, mais en t'évitant, cette triste vision. Oui, je sais, j'ai fait fausse route à la croisée d'un chemin. Vouloir m'en cacher sans doute serait vain. Et j'arrive à cette maison dans un endroit sale et sordide. Elle et lui en conversation, je n'entends rien, mais ça me rend livide. Petite fleur de 17 ans, tu te baisses d'illusion. Et moi je pleure, mais en t'évitant, cette triste vision. Oui, je sais, je fais fausse route à la croisée d'un chemin. Vouloir m'en cacher sans doute serait vain.
Some time has passed since the mid-90s, and the band has constantly changed. How did Kent perceive the evolution of the band?
Moi, je vois leur évolution comme un glissement. Autant j'ai tendance, moi, à casser les moules.
I see their evolution as a sliding movement. Myself, I have a tendency to break the molds. I will be attracted by some form of music, but soon be bored by that and move away. I can't find that with them. Their evolution was more radical at the beginning, when they were still searching for their sound. But with time, there's a certain sound that they establish, even though they frequently change formats and musicians. Maybe that comes from Hank's writing. Anyway, I think their career is exemplary. They never stood still. You listen to a record from the 80s and compare it to one from now, you will recognize them, even though they've moved on quite a bit. They don't always serve up the same stew.
Mais c'est ils ont fait du chemin, quoi. C'est pas ils brassent pas la même tambouille.
The Nits are often referred to as a classical pop band, comparable to the Beatles, XTC, Squeeze or Elvis Costello.
Il y a un moment où je trouve que ça dépasse la musique pop. C'est pop dans la formation. Guitare, basse, batterie, clavier, oui, voilà, il y a ça. Mais après, les références...
They have gone beyond the borders of pop music, I think. They've moved closer to contemporary music. I sometimes have to laugh at reviews about bands, how innovative they are. Mostly these bands just reassemble elements of pop music in their own way. The Nits are beyond that. I've just re-listened to the last albums, and there are songs that have given up on traditional structures of verses and choruses. We're not in pop music anymore.
C'est un morceau qui part et puis qui avance et puis qui se finit. Et là, on n'est plus dans la pop.
Une petite allumette, allumette dans le béton. Une petite allumette, allumette dans le béton.
C'est des chansons atmosphériques aussi. C'est-à-dire que c'est visuel dans le sens où ça provoque des visions.
Their songs are very atmospheric. They conjure up images. That's what I'm interested in. The effect these songs have on me. I'm not searching for a message, and I'm sure there is none beyond those images. What I like is the care they bring to detail at every level of the work. While they record, they must already ask themselves how to present the songs on stage or on a record cover. Or maybe it is the other way round. They start with an image and write the songs to fit the image. I'd love to ask Henk about this.
Peut-être c'est la démarche inverse, peut-être qu'il y a une idée de pochette et on va faire les chansons en fonction de la pochette. Je sais pas, ce serait curieux de poser la question à Henk. C'est une démarche artistique, point. C'est ça. Un artiste, ça n'écoute que lui. Et puis après, c'est... voilà ce que j'ai fait. Est-ce que ça vous plaît? Et c'est pas « je vais vous plaire ».
Theirs is an artistic path. Artists follow their own rules. This is what I've got in my head. Let me finish this and then we hope that you will like it. It is not. I will make you like me. There's some confusion as to that in our consumerist world. I like that attitude of the Nits. And even if they have made albums, which I considered less compelling, and that is my personal judgment, well, I like these albums anyway, because it represents them as artists at a given moment.
The Nits have had some success in France, even some radio hits. How does Kent judge the relationship of France and the band from Holland?
Le grand public, il écoute ce qu'on lui donne. Si on lui donne pas, il écoute pas. Voilà, c'est tout. Et on n'a pas donné les Nits au grand public en France.
The public listens to what it is given, and the Nits haven't been really given to the French, even though they were played on the radio quite a bit. A hit single is an accident. The moment when the public can identify with you, that moment happened with In the Dutch Mountains, a song that seemed to fit into its time, but the hit single didn't change the outlook of the Nits. They continued on their own path as if they were on a highway and took the wrong exit on purpose. This is a band that doesn't do what the public wants. This band does what it wants to do. That said, I do not want to diss popular artists, not at all. What I do not like is opportunistic behavior. And there is none of that with the Nits. And it is this honesty that I like most in artists.
Et c'est ce que j'aime en premier chez les artistes, c'est cette honnêteté-là, quoi.
J'ai passé des heures et des heures dans ce train, et j'ai traversé Bruxelles en chemin, bientôt Paris. Mais les ombres des tracteurs à travers près, et ma vie qui change m'ont un peu troublé. Je fais comme si tout pouvait arriver. Je demandais quel genre de livre j'aimerais lire dans un train si j'en éprouvais désir. J'ai pris ma vie avec Picasso. Quand je pense à toutes ces choses que j'aime tant, au centre Pompidou, passer du temps, une nature morte entre deux mouvements. Adieu, adieu, sweet Bahnhof, le train de mes pensées s'égare.
Adieu, adieu, sweet Bahnhof, my train of thought is leaving tonight. Une flèche, me voici, gare du Nord, entre des rues aux maisons comme des fjords, et la nuit descend sur Paris. Ah, l'hôtel d'Angleterre, je suis revenu dans un lit pour deux, le regard perdu vers le plafond. Quelle sensation, me revoilà. Adieu, adieu, sweet Bahnhof, le train de mes pensées s'égare. Adieu, adieu, sweet Bahnhof, my train of thought is leaving.
Marc Tonon, Artistic Director. We meet him in Paris.
Je les connais depuis 79. Le premier morceau, c'est un 45 tours que j'avais acheté, qui est Tutti Ragazzi. Et j'avais la chance d'habiter à
Liège. I know of the net since 1979.
C'est près de la frontière hollandaise.
I bought the single Tutti Ragazzi when it first came out. I was living in Liège, in Belgium at the time, close to the Dutch border. There weren't too many international rock acts playing there at the time, except for Dutch bands, such as Gruppo Sportivo or the Nits.
C'était un des premiers concerts de rock que j'ai vu. J'avais 20 ans.
Marc has worked in the music industry forever, first at Virgin Records in his native Belgium, for Virgin Publishing and Barclay in Paris. And he also founded an independent label named Atmospheric.
J'ai monté un label indépendant qui s'appelait Atmospheric et je continuais à aller voir les concerts des Nice. Et le producteur français des concerts des Nice, c'était le manager de la Mano Negra, Bernard Batzen.
One day, I got a phone call from Bernard Batzen. Bernard was the concert promoter of the Nice and he was also the manager of a French band, Mano Negra. And he told me that the Nice didn't have a label at the time and whether I wanted to publish their albums. And that's what I did.
C'était vraiment très très chouette. C'était les nuits et je crois qu'on est sorti, il faudrait que je vérifie, Doing the Dishes aussi, l'album qui a suivi après.
Marc published two albums, Les Nuits and Doing the Dishes. But it was a complicated time because the sales crisis in the music business had already started. Marc knew that sales would not be enormous. And he even thinks that he lost money on them. But he was glad to contribute because he is convinced that these are people who deserve more. It is interesting, the Nits were one of the first self-produced bands, says Marc.
Et si on compare avec XTC, par exemple, XTC...
If you take a look at XTC, they ultimately dissolved because they were heavily in debt to the record company. A lot of money was spent on them and they got carried away with big budgets. Prefab Sprout is another example.
Alors que les Nice, pour les Nice, ça a toujours été Small is Beautiful. Mais ils ont pu garder leur indépendance, leur liberté, et je crois que c'est ça qui a fait leur chemin. Puis ensuite, ils ont.
For the Nits, on the other hand, their motto has always been small is beautiful. They kept their independence, their freedom, they had their own path. I think they were largely in advance in their approach, an approach that independent artists have today.
Je pense qu'ils étaient très très en avance sur le mode de fonctionnement qu'ont les artistes indépendants aujourd'hui.
Could they have had more success? Sure, says Marc Tournon. But in order to find success with a large audience, you really have to want it. The Nits went at it with their own speed. As their label manager, he can find this frustrating for them because he is sure that they would have had a different career if they had chosen it. But it is their decision, and he respects that.
Mais moi, je sais que ils auraient eu une autre carrière s'ils avaient décidé d'avoir une autre carrière. Mais c'est leur choix, et c'est respectable.
Et tout de suite, place au concert en direct et en public au studio 105 de Radio France avec Hank Hofstede à la guitare. On accueille également Robert Jan Stips au clavier, Rob Plout à la batterie, la formation d'origine réunie, les Nits.
Battle on the field, blood and rain, the war is rolling over Spain. Men and women riding, sticks of dynamite, storming stone buildings in the middle of the night. In the window they lost up, the sign of alone. Machine gun sweeps the square for fun. The rich draw the steel curtains, the poor just lock the door, and they don't want this one on one. Never. Never stop. Never, never, never stop. Around the flag, we're born of a lack of sleeping tinkins in the mud. The red is the color of our blood. Never, 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 never stops, never stop. Never, 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 never stop, never stop. Never. I've seen the trenches and the blankets on dirt. I have seen the tears upon a farewell letter. I have seen the faces that no bullet can hurt. I have seen the spirit that no bomb can shatter.
Man, I remember running with sticks of dynamite, storming stone buildings in the middle of the night. Trenches and the blankets on dirt. I've seen the tears upon a farewell letter. I've seen the faces that no bullet can hurt. I've seen the spirit that no bomb can shatter. Knife skin, cut fist, can be.
We are now headed towards Lyon, where we meet up with two people who have great admiration for the Nits.
Hello, my name is Richard Robert, a very international name, and I'm the director-curator of the Opera Underground in Lyon.
Hello, I'm Agnès Guéraud, not very international name, but so I'm a musician. And I also write theory at some point, philosophy, and voilà. And I live in Lyon.
Some 35 years ago, Richard Robert switched on the TV and saw a band play a song live on stage in his hometown Lyon. He was fascinated by the song, but he missed who they are. And that clip was shown again and again, and every time he missed their name. But fortune made him find out. One day he went to the public library and picked up a record of a band he didn't know, intrigued by the image on the front cover. It is Hat by the Nits. When he spun that record, he discovered that this was the mystery band he had been looking for. He describes what struck him about this particular band.
Ce qui est très compliqué, cette question, qu'est-ce qui nous plaît chez les Nits, parce que ça ouvre beaucoup de portes. Mais il y en a quand même peut-être une qui pourrait résumer peut-être les autres. C'est que j'ai l'impression que ce groupe accompagne mon expérience, pas la seulement la mienne, nos expériences.
It is difficult to say what I like about the Nits because there are so many reasons. But maybe there is one that encompasses all the others. They accompany my life, our lives. This is why I think that they are way more than just a pop group. To me, they are an experience of life. I grow older with them and I find this absolutely brilliant. Like I loved growing up with Leonard Cohen, whom I mentioned for obvious reasons. So if I need to summarize this in one sentence, I am happy to be living at the same time as these people.
Par hasard, pour le coup. Mais voilà, si je dois vraiment tout résumer en une phrase, c'est ça. Je suis heureux de vivre et vieillir en même temps que, même si c'est avec un petit décalage.
Alors moi, le premier morceau qui m'avait marqué, c'était In the Dutch Mountains. Et donc, bien sûr,
the first song that struck me was In the Dutch Mountains. Several things struck me. The song itself, the record cover, and of course the joke in the title. At that time, I was writing my thesis in philosophy about the German philosopher Theodor Adorno. He's a man that cultivates the paradox, the lightness, the sense of humor, this sense of paradox, that all of this could exist in a pop song that can be epic.
Qui en même temps pouvait exister dans une chanson épique, comme une mais épique miniature, quoi, comme une espèce de comme les bateaux comme ça qu'on ouvre à l'intérieur des bouteilles. Je trouvais ça, enfin c'est ce qui m'a attiré avec.
I find their songs to be fragile, vulnerable, but at the same time very controlled, intelligent, reassuring. I share this thought of Richard's. I also like growing old together with them, even though I'm a bit younger. They are, in a sense, human and artistic guides, even though they might be underappreciated when one looks at the quality of their work. They're guides who help me continue on my path that might be demanding. They convince me that I don't need to limit myself and always talk about the same things. Their songs speak about feelings in the complex fashion of literary writers. This is just a brief sketch of what I like about them.
Enfin voilà, c'est qu'une amorce, mais des choses qui voilà m'inspirent et me guident en fait chez eux.
And she drops in town,
blue handkerchief, he picks it up for her.
C'est le groupe qui s'est naturellement extrait des clichés, parce que je n'ai même pas l'impression que ce soit un combat du tout pour eux. J'ai pas ce sentiment-là en tout cas, et que ce soit même une question, c'est-à-dire que.
This is a band that quite naturally avoids clichés. It might seem like an easy metaphor, but I think of them as painters who have their own studio, the regretted Wurf. Not many groups have a space such as this, like sculptors or painters. I remember that Hank told me in a conversation that he wasn't scared of being seen as a bourgeois painter like René Magritte, with none of the excesses of the rock and roll circus. Maybe their avoidance of clichés has to do with their origins in Holland, which is not in the center of this circus. Anyway, image doesn't seem so important. Their image resides in their work, and their work is as much musical as it is visual. It is the transcript of sensitive human beings.
J'aime beaucoup ça parce qu'il y a un tel souci de l'image, au sens communication du terme, hein, dans le rock et la pop, que eux ont déplacé ce souci de l'image dans la musique. C'est vrai, ils sont en dehors de tout ça.
Je pense justement qu'il y a un jeu enthousiasmant chez eux avec le cliché. C'est-à-dire que le cliché n'est pas évacué. Ils sont là, les clichés, au sens où... qu'est-ce qu'un cliché, déjà ? Un cliché, ça serait quelque chose qui a déjà été reconduit un nombre infini de fois dans notre culture et qui fait que nous le reconnaissons immédiatement, avant même qu'il apparaisse pleinement.
I think that they play a beautiful game with clichés. The clichés are there, they are not omitted. What is a cliché? Clichés are elements that are endlessly repeated so that we recognize them immediately before they are expressed completely. The Nits play with those clichés. Let's take the song Good Night from the Dutch Mountains album. A song that wishes you good night is not very unique. Singing good night is an everyday occurrence. But here, all of a sudden, the harmonies flow into unexpected harmonies for a pop song. The cliché is not devaluated, not despised, but played with. The Nits obviously have no problem with banality. There are numerous references to other kinds of music, the Beatles and Leonard Cohen to name but two. And then they go on to take the already known and turn it into a crystal forest. That is a stroke of genius, their benevolence towards the audience, to lead them from the cliché to aesthetic heights.
Voilà leur génialité, et qu'à mon sens, ils accomplissent ce qui serait, ce qui est l'idéal de ce que nous permet la musique populaire, c'est que cette familiarité, cette évidence, cette immédiateté, cette bienveillance à l'égard de l'auditeur, elle l'emmène en même temps dans des cimes d'esthétique complètement insoupçonnées au départ, quoi.
Ça rejoint ce que tu dis, ce qui m'est venu tout à l'heure en disant j'aime prendre de l'âge, vieillir avec eux, parce que.
This is what I meant when I said that I like growing older with them. This benevolence is their strength. It gives their total oeuvre this sense of being a diary. There's this beautiful quote by the Swiss writer Maurice Chapa. He said he wanted to write about life that goes by so fast and that lasts so long. This is what I hear in the music of the Nits. And it is also very important, the longevity of the Nits.
Dans les Nits, moi j'entends ça. C'est la vie qui passe si vite et qui dure si longtemps. Et c'est important, la longévité des Nits.
Ah oui, oui. C'est ça qui est fou, c'est que là on a affaire à une œuvre, en effet, qui est extensive, hein, qui est organiquement prolongée et qui donc donne le sentiment, évoque quand même une certaine idée de totalité.
We're looking at an extensive œuvre that gives a sense of totality without having an end. This is what we want to recognize in them. As listeners, as fans, as critics, they have a dazzling ambition. And what is more puzzling, ambition without any trace of pretentiousness. It is so hard to be ambitious without pretense. Pretentiousness is blinding. It's an ego trip.
Ce dont il est difficile de s'emparer là-dedans, c'est que c'est une ambition sans prétention. C'est hyper dur d'être ambitieux sans être prétentieux. Il y a toujours la prétention, c'est le moment d'aveuglement, c'est l'ego trip, quoi, par rapport à l'ambition.
Me and my friend and his girlfriend are swimming in telephone lake where willows
are ringing out of the water. A periscope snake says go to the place where the wildest balls break. Me and my girl and his girlfriend are driving through silence and sound. My sister is waving. She found a map full of stations and beams where rivers were drowned like electron streams. My friend and his girl hear the Doppler effect. They both disappear in the infinite shoe black. Me and my sister drive home with the blues. Now we can look for the radio shoes. Now we can look for the radio shoes. Little red roses fall, they fall from heaven. Little red roses fall, fall from heaven. Little red roses fall from heaven. Me and my friend and his girlfriend are skating on Telephone Lake. My sister is waiting at home near the wireless, but there is no sound. The periscope snake must have been drowned. We melt through the ice and never come back. We all disappear in the infinite shoe black. Through falling snow we walk home with the blues. Now we can look for the radio shoes. How we can look for the radio shoes.
Last question. Why did they never achieve the kind of success in France that they seem to deserve?
C'est le scandale, quoi. C'est juste un scandale. C'est, enfin, je veux dire, c'est la preuve que ce monde est pas complètement bon, quoi. Quand même. Mais,
it's simply a scandal.
C'est ambigu.
It's proof that the world is not really a good place.
C'est quand même.
Still, the Nits are a pretty well-known and popular band. They weren't totally ignored. In fact, they were ignored only by the anglophone world, which has dominated pop music for a long time, even though there are good things everywhere. Pop music is firmly in Anglo-Saxon hands. They dominate the market and the critical discourse about this market. When my book Dialectic of Pop was translated into English, the editor Robin McKay, who is a real connoisseur of pop music, asked who the Nits were. I had dedicated a whole passage to them, and he wanted to exclude that from the book because, as he said, nobody knows them. That is a symptom of the ignorance of the Anglo-Saxon world. This lack of success has kept the number of fans lower than it could have been, but then again, this makes the happy few even more fervent in their conviction. As for myself, I'm happy that they didn't become a band that plays in stadiums. That wasn't the aim of their music.
Moi, je suis quand même aussi ravie que ce soit pas devenu un groupe de stade, quoi. C'est pas ça, c'était pas ça la destination de leur musique.
On hésite sur le morceau suivant.
Et la fille de mon âge. Tombe la neige, l'ange solitude, Paris s'éveille. Je voudrais chanter cette chanson en français.
Oui, bonne idée.
La première fois. Pour moi, la vie va commencer.
Peut-être le morceau enregistré récemment avec Quint.
L'homme avec un manteau prenait le même bateau, la femme avec la valise.
observait sa minétrise. L'homme avec un manteau quitta son chapeau et dit: je m'appelle Jones et je suis un ange. Oh, oh, oh. Avec une aile cassée, dans le nord, dans le blizzard, l'homme à l'étrange regard, demandant à où allez-vous. La femme dit à tout le coup, de tout le coup, temple, qui êtes-vous, dont allez. Je suis le genre de poisson qui le ressemble. Oh, 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 oh. Avec une aile cassée, oh, 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 oh. Avec une aile cassée, avec une aile cassée. Autour de l'arc de Genève, à la gare d'Helsinki, au Foufouna, Montréal, de partout, tout va suivre. Toi l'homme avec le manteau, même route, même bateau, de fil en fil, même on lance du tombe de haut. Oh, 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 oh. Et ton air est cassé, et ton air est cassé.
Une aile cassée, adaptation de Broken Wings.
Non, je ne regrette rien.